on your station for identification. This is the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for August 1991. Hello, I'm Fred Vobey, playing the greatest hits of all time. And let's step right over to the front page of DX News, the magazine of the National Radio Club, and find out exactly what's happening in this fantastic hobby that we call radio.
I'll always love for the rest.
Well, now that I got the song on the air, we can sit down and talk about all kinds of radio stuff, okay? Kiwa Electronics is now offering a filter to directly replace the stock wideband filter in the Sony ICF-2001D and the Sony ICF-2010 portable receivers. Now, this new filter is an excellent replacement for those who desire additional selectivity. Installation of this filter is easy and would provide a response between the existing wide and narrow bandwidths. The specifications for the filter are minus 6 dB bandwidth equaling 8 kHz plus or minus 4 kHz. Shape factor is minus 60 dB to minus 6 dB bandwidth ratio equaling approximately 1.6. Now, the price for this filter, which is a model LFH-4S, is $14 postpaid in the United States and Canada. For orders outside North America, the price is $15, which includes airmail shipping expenses. Complete installation instructions are included. For more information, you want to write to or contact Craig, and the last name is spelled S-I-E-G-E-N T-H-A-L-E-R at Kiwa, K-I-W-A Electronics, 612 South 14th Avenue, Yakima, Washington, Y-A-K-I-M-A. Zip code is 98902. And their telephone number is area code 509-453-KIWA or 453-5492. And be sure to mention that you heard about it right here on the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service. New state laws against mobile monitoring. FCC proposals to ban public service frequencies from some radios. Precedent-making cases under the Electronic Communications Privacy Act. Just what are our listening rights? Well, a new book is out entitled The Listener's Law Book by Frank Terranella. Prominent radio attorney Frank Terranella has assembled a very comprehensive and easy-to-understand guide to listening laws throughout the United States, complete with summaries and opinions. Covered in depth are the 1934 Communications Act, the 1986 Electronic Communications Privacy Act, laws of every state which regulates listening, and even the latest information on the FCC Notice of Inquiry regarding the removal of all public service frequencies from mobile amateur transceivers. Now, this book is approximately 48 pages in a very convenient 8.5x11 format. Must reading for every radio enthusiast. If you'd like to get a hold of this book, what you need to do is contact the people at Grove Enterprises, Post Office Box 98, Brasstown, North Carolina, 28902. And you can give them a call at area code 704-837-9200. And be sure to let them know that you heard about the book from the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service. I guess if I was to play another song, it would have to be Deja Vu, because if you remember on our last DX Audio Service, I said that I would be at the National Radio Club convention, unless we have another lightning strike or something. Well, guess what happened the day after we recorded the DX Audio Service? Yes, we had a nice thunderstorm move through here, which was pretty damaging, and one of the things that had happened to Zap was the National Radio Club DX Audio Service action line, in specific the answering machine. And we finally got the machine online on the 15th. That's when we got it back from AT&T. So if you couldn't get through to the action line, that's what happened. We had we had the answering machine, two computers, and a high-speed modem all decided to go in their separate places, so to speak. So things are back into order, and I guess now you can start calling again. So where are you going to be on Labor Day weekend? We hope that you're going to visit us in the beautiful scenic state of West Virginia. That's where the 1991 National Radio Club Convention is going to be held. We're going to have some details a little bit later on the DX Audio Service, on exactly what's going on at the convention, when, where, how, and who. Everything you need to know about the National Radio Club Convention. We're going to cover it, okay? Guaranteed. I see my record's about up here, so let's switch back to air. Taylor Dan, I always love you at Music Radio. This is the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service. It's 11 o'clock.
From Chattanooga, across the nation, around the world, WMOC Radio's Action Center presents 20th Century News.
Hi, everybody. This is Jerry Starr with yet another edition of AM Switch from the National Radio Club's DX News. For the DX Audio Service, we have edition number 258 this month, and we start off with call letter changes. On 680, the new station in Tioga, Louisiana will be KXIZ. 960, a non-change. Calgary, Alberta's CFAC had applied to change to CKKX. Changed their mind. That station remains CFAC. And 990 CHTX Montreal becomes CKIS. 1240 KVSO Ardmore, Oklahoma becomes KKAJ. On 1420 WBLZ in Lufkin, Texas will change to KSRK. 1460 WJAK Jackson, Tennessee, they first applied to change to WHMO. About a week later, they changed their mind, and now they are changing to WQCR. 1550 WNJO, new station in Toms River, New Jersey that is not yet on the air. They are changing calls to WJRZ. And on 1600, WZQB in Warner Robins, Georgia becomes WRCC. One new station was granted on 1570 in Haiku, Hawaii. It'll be 1,000 watts day, 1,000 watts night with a U4 antenna. Several interesting grants to existing facilities on 790 CIAO, Brampton, Ontario. The CRTC has made that official. They will be moving to 530 kilohertz, 1,000 watts day, 250 night with a U1 antenna. This change will take place 10191 when CFJT 530 moves to FM only. On 1010, WXTL Jacksonville Beach, Florida, will change their city of license to Baldwin, Florida, and will change their power to 25,000 day, 10,000 night. The antenna will be U4. And on 1410, WYMB in Manning, South Carolina, will be moving operations to 920 kilohertz, 5,000 watts daytime, 1,000 watts night, and the antenna will be U2. That will also include a relocation of their transmitter site. Moving down into highlights from the broadcast band in our otherness column on 600 KERB Kermit, Texas, this station is silent. 800 WDSC Dillon, South Carolina, this station lost its 600-foot AM tower in an ice storm and has been silent since last November, but has put up the undamaged tower sections and now totals about 220 feet high and is expected to be back on the air this month. Also on 800, here's a frequency swap. CKST Langley, British Columbia has announced plans to swap frequencies with CIGM on 1040 in Vancouver, subject to the CRTC's approval. No tentative date has been announced for that switch. On 920 WAZQ in Orangeburg, South Carolina, a station which has been silent for at least 2 years but still requested the FCC renew their license, has been denied. WYMB Manning, as we mentioned earlier, on 1410 will be moving to 920, and the license for WAZQ, it appears, has been denied by the FCC, so you can probably scratch that off your list since the renewal of this license and the move of WYMB were mutually exclusive. In other words, the FCC had determined that only one of two things could happen. Both of those couldn't happen. So since WYMB is moving to 920, you can scratch WAZQ from your log. 920 Orangeburg is no more. 940 KSWM Aurora, Missouri. This station is silent pending a sale. 1030 WXSS Memphis, Tennessee. This silent station is back on the air. 1040 WJOR, St. Joseph, Tennessee is silent. 1060 WAMT, Titusville, Florida is silent. 1230 WFOM, Marietta, Georgia is silent. Also on 1230, KBMN Bozeman, Montana is silent pending a sale. And finally on 1230, WIGS Governor, New York, this silent station is back on the air. On 1320, KXOL Clinton, Oklahoma, add this station to the growing list of stations that are simulcasting WWLS 640. On 1340 WDME, Dover, Foxcroft, Maine, this station is silent. Its license has been surrendered to the FCC, so you can delete that station from your log. If you're an FM listener also, you might keep in mind that their FM station does remain on the air. 1370 WVAO, Moundsville, West Virginia, this silent station has returned to the air. 1390 KHOB, Hobbs, New Mexico, a silent station back on the air. And 1400 KHSP, Texarkana, Texas, another silent station that has returned to operation. On 1420 WYUT, Herkimer, New York, this station is silent. 1460 WQCR, Jackson, Tennessee, this silent station is now back on the air. And on 1490 WAJF, Decatur, Alabama, this station has gone silent. And that will wrap it up for another edition of AM Switch. Jerry Starr reporting from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News. And I'll see you in 1 month. I just looked out the window and I see Fred is out in the front yard with the big monkey wrench turning the DX Audio Service satellite up toward a secret cabin location on the shore of an unknown lake in the Adirondack Mountains of New York State, where John Bowker is standing by with another edition of Travelogue. And John, shame on you for not knowing the title of the song Down Yonder, an old minstrel tune from way, way back. John is the only person I know who is old enough to have been on Showboat, so John, I'm surprised you didn't remember that song. But perhaps in your advancing years, the memory is getting a bit dim. Anyway, here's Johnny.
Well, okay. Hello again, everyone. This is the travelogue portion of the August DX Audio Service, and once again, we're on the road, traveling to and fro in this great country. Maybe a bit by coincidence, we find ourselves once again in northwestern Vermont at this point. Today, I'm in Colchester, Vermont, bordering on Lake Champlain, and in the shadow of WVMT's two towers, a directional array that keeps them out of Maine, and keeps them out of mid-state New York, too, but they focus a lot of their energy toward the northern neighbors in Montreal. Being kind of low on the dial at 620 on the dial, they carry quite well into the province of Quebec, as you can understand. But this month, we'll focus our energy on the 810 and 820 kilohertz dial positions as we work our way up the radio dial in this travelogue series. Of course, from time to time, as you've come to find out, there are distractions. And here's one from my newfound friend in South Jersey, Billy Sampson. What's that you got, Billy?
It's the answer to your mystery musical selection on the 790 Travelogue.
Yeah, right.
It's Down Yonder by Del Wood.
Absolutely right. Terrific. Down Yonder. Okay, fine. Well, hey, we get all answers. You know, I am always amazed at how responsive our audience is, Fred, when a number of people have come up with that song title, as you know. But Billy Sampson actually found me. So another tip of the hat to Mr. Billy Sampson in South Jersey for sending in not only that. Okay, Billy, thanks. But also some vintage WIBG, vintage Wibbage, and we'll be hearing some of that at when we get up to the 990 dial position. And I had a call from Ernie Holt, who tells me that his friend Michael Friddle and others perhaps have pointed out that my complaint about giving the sign-off over the Star-Spangled Banner. Remember that a couple of months ago I mentioned that? Apparently the East Coast is not above doing that either. WVOX in New Rochelle has been heard to use a sign-off cart where they actually read their sign-off particulars while playing the Star-Spangled Banner. I still don't like it.
So the heck with it. But I'll have to back off a little bit. Maybe we're not holier than the whole rest of the country, as I suggested before. Well, back to 810 on our dials. Let's see. I count 26 U.S. stations now actually on the air at 810. I've had trouble with Indianapolis over the years, and I'm a bit out of date, as you'll hear in a few minutes. But let's see. They're now, what, WSYW? But over the years, they've been just about every combination of call letters beginning with W you could imagine. My sources show 810 in Santa Fe, New Mexico is either KSWV or KSVW. Both Jerry and Broadcasting Magazine have had it both ways, and I don't have it at all, so they're way ahead of me. But I tell you, we'll fix that one come October. We're going to be out in New Mexico taping stations, so if they haven't changed call signs again, we'll get the 810 station in Santa Fe and maybe bring it to you shortly after that. 810 is a clear channel, United States clear channel, as a matter of fact, and with the further classification that it's a 1B clear channel. The dominant station on this frequency is, well, I have to admit I'm surprised a little. Primary station is listed as KGO in San Francisco. It features a directional antenna, DA1, focusing most of its energy up and down the coast, both day and night. But this gives room for a 50,000-watt station, I notice, in the state of Washington, in Ephrata, Washington. It goes off the air at local sunset. And KCMO in our nation's Midlands, they go from 50,000 down to 5,000 watts at night. And the biggie in Mississippi, they drop not only from 50,000 down, but they go down to 500 watts at night. But then over in Schenectady, WGY stays fat and happy with a non-directional 50,000 watts day and night. So, I don't know. Those of you in the southeast probably can pick up from time to time the San Juan station at 810. I don't have that on tape at all. So with all that verbiage, what do you say we head up to the great northeast where I am right now? See who's on the air, and then we'll slide to the south and west on the August 1991 DX Audio Service Travelogue.
And we'll have all your favorite Beach Boys and Chicago hits, too.
81 WGY.
That's tonight between 6 and 10.
Saturday night, only show.
You're never more than 15 minutes away from another AccuWeather forecast on Radio 810 WGY Schenectady. Full-service radio for New York's capital region and the Great Northeast.
It's 3 o'clock.
This is the NBC Radio Network. I'm Dick Bertel. An East German airliner crashed on takeoff from Moscow today, killing at least four of the 113 people on board.
Radio 81, WETO.
Kingsport, Pittsburgh.
This is meteorologist Joe Bastardi reporting AccuWeather exclusively on the Voice of the Bay, WYRE.
The music you want, the information you need on 81 WYRE, Annapolis.
It's 72 degrees in Annapolis at 9 o'clock.
I think we have 66 degrees. Have a good evening. I'm Al Sellers in the WCEC newsroom.
WCEC Rocky Mount concludes another broadcast day. WCEC serves the Nash, Edgecombe, and Wilson areas with 1,000 watts at 810 kilohertz. WCEC Country Classics is owned and operated by Eastern Carolina Electronics Company. Our studio and transmitter are located on Highway 97 West, 1.2 miles from the Rocky Mount city limits. Good evening from Country Classics, WCEC.
Watson Power. WJLT is owned and operated by Ultimate Enterprises, with offices, studios, and transmitters located in Prosecco.
If you were listening closely, you could hear the sign-off also of WJLT, an AM station in Crozade, Virginia.
Serving Bowman, Santee, Branchville, and all of Dorchester County, this is the Spirit of South Carolina, 810 AM, WQIZ, St. George, Somerville, Jetburg.
AM 810, WGRT.
WGRT. Instant inspiration.
Alive with the sound of beautiful music. WATI 810, Indianapolis.
Now WATI News, reported by Sam Wade.
AM 810, WDMP Dodgeville, Mineral Point.
Take me out to the ball game, blared from a baseball fan's trumpet outside a New York hotel this morning as a settlement ended the 32-day lockout. I'm Howard Beyer on the Satellite News Network.
Well, now I may have got that one slightly out of order, but let's just come back for a DX test here into northern Michigan. Seems we're getting a little more DX on this month's travelogue than usual. What do we got here?
810 on the dial, WJPW, Rockford, Michigan.
Yeah, that was recorded in Chicago by Mark Strickard, so you can understand why there's a little more hiss on that. Okay, 810 continues as we go down into the middle part of the country.
Nice things happen to people who listen to KCMO, Kansas City, Missouri.
Good evening, 6 o'clock, 83 degrees in Kansas City. Bill Kennedy with KCMO Radio News up to the minute.
Coming up Sunday at noon, the Chiefs battle the Bengals on KCMO Kansas City.
KCMO Radio.
It's 11 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm John Degnan.
Currently, it's 20 degrees downtown.
KCMO Kansas City, where it's Bob Brinker on finance, weekends at 3 p.m.
KCMO 81
a.m. And you just heard from Roseanne Gash with the latest in black and white at 1 o'clock here at WJJQ 11 FM in Tomahawk. Current temperature right now at 25 degrees with our CBS News update from New York, coming up next. And we'll check in with Marv with a look at our weather details for the Northwest.
CBS News, I'm Mike Colson.
You know, I'm not too sure I want to hear the rest of the weather report from that part of the country. 25 degrees and getting colder. Let's go out to the West Coast where the temperature is always mild and pleasant. Earthquake, yeah, but mild and pleasant.
Of the Cal Bears, KGO San Francisco.
Hang on the line, Carla Perez, and you're on KGO.
KGO, new home of the 49ers,
KGO San Francisco.
In San Francisco, 74 degrees, and on your radio, it's 81.
Raider Radio for Northern California, KGO San Francisco.
Well, okay, that's quite a mishmash of stations at 810. My goodness, we've got to clean those up, and I hope we'll have a chance to do that shortly. Let's move along quickly before Fred fades us into oblivion and go to the 820 dial position. I count 14 stations on the air, but I'm too far from Chicago to know if they're on the air today or tonight or tomorrow morning. It doesn't really, I don't know. You know, WAIT, or was it WGRT? What's the call sign at 820 in Chicago? WPNT? No. WXRT? No. WXJZ? Not yet. I don't know. Those are all call signs that are or are about to be active in Chicago at 820 on the dial. I drive into the city, I record something at 820, I get out of the city, and I'm out of date already, or whatever. So, what do you say? We've got at least seven stations on the 820 dial position, and, well, let's start right now in the Great Northeast, which has to be translated to the state of Maryland, because that's the most northeasterly station we have. 820 on, oh, except for New York City. I did a complete analysis on New York City, the WNYC station, so we don't have that with us in the motorhome. That's about 6 months ago, if you recall. But we'll start in Frederick, Maryland.
Whoa.
station, 82Q WQSI Frederick.
Good afternoon. This is 82Q News. Watch for an accident on I-270 near...
This is Virginia's newest and most powerful 24-hour Christian radio station. Love 82, WGGM, Chester, Richmond, Petersburg.
USA Radio News, I'm Terry Austin.
WRFA Largo, it's 3 o'clock. Here's Larnell Harris.
He braced that old ladder.
This is Alex Chadwick. What if you could see music with your eyes and feel tastes with Weekend Edition? Tomorrow morning at 8, you're on News 820, WOSU AM, Columbus.
Your Ohio State University radio service, WOSU, Columbus, Ohio.
This is WAIT Chicago, Talk Radio 82, the talk of the town.
WAIT Chicago, 820, on your dial.
It's 7:01, and this is WXEZ AM and FM Chicago, where the music is always extra easy. I'm Dave Mitchell. Thanks so much for joining me today, and have a great and safe and happy weekend. Tony Phillips comes along next with music this hour from Diana Ross, Frank Sinatra, John Denver, and Barbara Streisand.
We're the cozy place on your dial. WCZE, Chicago. Cozy, 8:20 a.m.
About 9 o'clock at WPNT AM-FM, Chicago's new 100.3. I'm John Calhoun, rolling through 60 minutes of nonstop music to kick off your workday on Chicago's new FM.
100.3, The Point.
You know, it's kind of funny, I have a note in my notes here. To quickly disavow that that was an FM ID, and indeed it was recorded on AM at 8:20. But what I didn't know at the time I made the note was the AM was going to die within about 3 days, so be it. Let's go south and then west.
This reminder from everyone at Central Beverage Company, who hope that you've enjoyed the Fibber McGee and Molly Christmas Show. And they also wish you and your family the merriest of Christmases and the happiest and healthiest of New Year's. This is WIKY, AM 82 Evansville.
You're tuned to the flagship station of the Texas Rangers Baseball Network, WBAP, Fort Worth, Dallas, at the tone, 8 o'clock.
WBAP, Fort Worth, Dallas, the legend lives on WBAP.
From ABC News, I'm Don Ross.
You're in the midst of the fourth of five consecutive special music weekends, designed to carry you into the summer of 86. It's a ladies' music weekend featuring your favorite female vocalists on KQIN, Bury in Seattle, AM 820.
Well, that's the 820 tape that we have here in the DX Audio Service Travelog Department, and you can see why we've got a motorhome. We're going to go all over the country to fix it. Ah, boy. So many stations and so little time. Isn't that the way the thing goes? By the way, the WIKY ID that you heard from Evansville was recorded 1978, and that's when they were still at 820 on the dial. They've now moved, and there's a new station at 820 in Evansville, so don't be confused. Say, we hope to see you in Bridgeport, West Virginia, here on Labor Day coming up just a month from now, isn't it, for the 91 National Radio Club Conference. We're going to have a lot going on there, I understand, and we're looking forward to meeting many of our old friends once again, I can tell you that. Say, it was great meeting Ernie Holt. He visited us in New Jersey just before we left there. Bob Curtis, a member of the National Radio Club in Burlington, Colchester, Vermont. We're right near about a mile from his home right here, and we had a nice chat with him and his wife, my wife and I. And we received tapes not only from Ernie Holt and Michael Frittle that we mentioned earlier, but Billy Sampson that we played you some of, and John W. Smith in Missouri. Fine, John. Hey, wonderful IDs on that tape. Beautiful, that trip you took up into Iowa. Great. This is a terrific club. That's all I can say. So from the intersection of U.S. Routes 2 and 7 in northwestern Vermont, this is John Bowker, already looking forward to next month.
Down, the show's getting out of hand. You've got Detroit turned on. This is WCAR. It's 9 o'clock, Detroit.
Major Fire. Blazes in Ypsilanti. Two banks and one store. Maybe we should start again.
Got Detroit turned on. This is WCAR Detroit. This is Fred Roby sitting in for Bill Hale with Domestic DX Digest East, and we're going to be reading some information from Domestic DX Digest West, which is written by Wayne Heinen. We'll tell you exactly how you can get in touch with both these guys and get your DX tips put in both columns on the DX News magazine and also on the DX audio service. Well, Tom Hall down in Chula Vista, California, who DXs with an ICF 2010 and a Radio West loop, reports hearing on 880 KKMC in Gonzales, California. He heard that back on May the 3rd from 0830. He had a good sign-on with some comments on the sign-on. Power at 10 kilowatts day and 1 kilowatt night. And he reports hearing the USA Radio Network News. Well, John Wilkins, up in Winter Wheat, Colorado, he DXs with a R1000 and an Anguilla loop. He says that on 1470 KRKI in Estes Park, Colorado. This is a semi-local, he says, noted signing on the first week of June. It has that same small-town format. It's the XKSIR. Also, he reports hearing 1530 KCLR in Rawls, Texas. It was heard back on the 8th of May at 0715, loud as usual under KFBK, and had English and Spanish IDs. Station had been reported silent, by the way. John Wilkins also heard on 1600 KRXY in Lakewood, Denver, Colorado. This local apparently has dropped its Y108 new slogan for Mix 107.5 with a new mix of top oldies and or top 40, I should say. Tim Hall in Chula Vista, California also reports on 530 WNAG 556. What a nag, in Coronado, California. But this was back on the 26th of May, 2338. He says he's back on the air with a tape loop despiting XETIN 540 slop. Well, he sure got that in there, didn't he? And on 1610 WNUB 568 in Chula Vista, California, back on the 18th of May at 0413. This was testing with a tape loop. It mentions Chula Vista and Chula Vista Chamber of Commerce. Format has TIS and highway traffic information. Gets out poor. It's covered by Balboa Park TIS. And must have began back on, say the 21st or so, but he didn't listen at all, and is going to try for it a little bit later. Also, another TIS was heard on 530 from San Ysardo, California. Call sign was WNSB 415. This station was reportedly silent. Back on the 5-8 through 5-31 time, it was probably due to the ridiculous new local XETIN on 5-40. That was Tim Hall again hearing that one. Jumping over to the east side of the country, we have these reports. Charles Ray up in Leamington, Ontario, Canada, reports that CKWW in Windsor, Ontario, Canada on 580 is now carrying the Toronto Blue Jays, which were dropped by CHYR 710 and 730 in Leamington. And one of our other members reports that Tom Sanders, that is, in Davison, Michigan, reports that that's a shame because it seems like up in Davison that CHYR is getting out a little bit better. But he can hear them despite some WTAC splash from over on 600. Phil Tallman in Oklahoma reports hearing 640 WWLS in Moore, Oklahoma. They are now calling themselves Sports Radio along with KXOL 1320 and KXTD 1530. Rarely any local programming except for a few ads on the 1320 and 1530. Bob Curtis in Colchester, Vermont, reports hearing on 870 WLAM in Gorham, Maine. He had a good ID and an ad for the Maine Mall. Oh, this is some of their new calls. They're the XWKZN. Charles Ray outdid himself here with a good catch out of Oklahoma on 810 KVIS in Miami, Oklahoma. He heard them back on June the 5th, had 0035. It was fair to wall-to-wall country gospel music until about 0059. Weather forecast by male, followed by a full sign-off by female, giving mailing address as in the log, and sign-off time as sign-on time is 0700. Charles notes that it's not 24 hours as in the NRC log. By the way, they're the XKGLC. Bill Hale, our illustrious editor of Domestic DX Digest East, heard on 940 KTON in Belton, Texas, back on the 26th of May. He says they're back on the air, this time with a religious format and simulcasting their FM station, which is on 106.3. Dave Edmonds up in Brossard, Quebec, says that CKIS 990 in Montreal, Quebec, was heard on the 24th of May at 0600. He says they're now oldies, making the switch at this time and this date. Tom Sanders up in Davison, Michigan, reports hearing on 1180 WXLA in Diamonddale, Michigan. This is the first time he's heard that one. With some new slogans, the new Q96 FM, Lansing's mature choice with their legal ID is WXLA AM 1180 Diamonddale, WQHH FM 96.5 DeWitt. Q96 is the new FM, which is 10 miles north of Lansing. Charles Ray also heard on 1580 WTKT in Georgetown, Kentucky, with a slogan of Oldies 103. This was back on the 22nd of May at 8:24 at night. All oldies all the time. We play the greatest hits of the 50s and 60s, 24 hours a day on FM 103.1. Also heard the ads for Diet Coke and Conrad Chevy Geo. That's the WAXU and traditional country and western station. Now, how can you set in some of your tips to Domestic DX Digest and Domestic DX Digest West? It's very easy. If you'd like to send it to the East editor, you send it to Bill Hale, and the address is 734 Burleson, B-U-R-L-E-S-O-N, in San Marcos, S-A-N, capital M-A-R-C-O-S, Texas, 78666-4335. And if you'd like to send something in to Wayne Heinen, all you have to do is send it to Wayne Heinen, H-E-I-N-E-N, at 4131 South Andes Way, Aurora, A-U-R-O-R-A, Colorado, 80013. Or what you can do is, if you have a computer system, you can send him a message. His FidoNet address is 1:104-108. And Wayne and I have conversed several times in that method, so I know that that does work. So, if you have something that's interesting that you've heard, perhaps a DX test or some additional information, why not send it to the guys and get it published in DX News Magazine and also here on the DX Audio Service. Of course, if you have any special information to pass along to Jerry Starr concerning maybe some facility changes, call letter changes, etc., you might want to drop Jerry a card. And his address is Jerry Starr, S-T-A-R-R, care of WHOT Radio, 4040 Simon Road in Youngstown, Ohio, 44512-1320.
You are listening to WCAR. You are listening to WCAR. You've got Detroit.
Hey, this is going to turn you on. Did you hear about Radio Netherlands' new contest that they're having? I bet you didn't. This is a brand new contest which Radio Netherlands is starting for listeners of Radio Netherlands. Well, give it a listen and see what you think.
Somewhere within the sound of this ping pong ball, there's a bowling alley. Hidden away inside the bowling alley is a 5-quart pickle jar. Maybe it's behind the counter or in the coffee shop inside one of the small booths. Inside this 5-quart pickle jar is a brand new shortwave receiver. Also inside is the mustache of Telly Savalas. Stand by for your cue to call in, which could come up at any moment. Be the correct caller and you'll instantly qualify to be issued a secret serial number. It's your key to winning the mustache of Telly Savalas and the receiver. The rest is easy. Simply take your winning secret serial number to any participating lumber store and scratch out a double Wingo lottery card near the hammer display. Play as often as you like, one winner per family. Collect a lucky letter each time you play till you have all 12. The letters, when arranged correctly, will form a secret phrase that pays. Put the phrase on a postcard with your name and address and lifetime bowling average and mail it to I Want the Mustache, Radio Netherlands, 6.020 Tulips, Wooden Shoes, Holland, I81U812. Within the next 3 days, secret winning bonus catalogs will start arriving in mailboxes. When yours comes, hold it up to the light for a secret picture. Hidden in the picture are 7 distinct items that'll help you reveal a winning location. Ask your friends and family members to help you. It's fun. When you've solved the puzzle, go to the winning location. All we can say is it's a food store somewhere in this area. Locate the manager and ask for aisle 9 and tell him you want to go turkey bowling. You'll be issued a regulation 20-kilo butterball turkey, frozen hard at a regulated temperature of 20 below zero. Hurl it down the aisle. Knock down as many 16-liter bottles of Coke that you can, and you'll have a chance at the receiver and the mustache. If you're a triplet or married to someone named Agatha, your chances are increased even more, except in Vermont, Belgium, or Wisconsin. For additional bonus clues, merely send in the 3 birth certificates or a driver's license with the name Agatha. A special select jury will decide if your picture looks like Abraham Lincoln. If the last 4 digits of your driver's license are the same as the Irish sweepstakes lottery number, proceed immediately to the nearest Kentucky Fried Chicken franchise, where secret spotters are waiting for someone to order 19 extra crispy thighs and 1 regular chicken breast. If you correctly make the order, you'll be whisked by limo to the amazing undisclosed prize warehouse, where an interconnecting tunnel will lead you to the pickle jar, the receiver, and the mustache of Telly Savalas. Now, for a shortcut to winning, the special gift clue. For the answer to this special Media Network 10th anniversary contest, simply multiply the length of the propagation path between Bonaire and your receiver by the number of IRCs used in Peru last year. Also, include a hair from the beard of Radio Japan's Ian McFarland. No purchase necessary. Winning is easy. Keep it here. The amazing Telly Savalas' mustache in a 5-quart pickle jar contest. From Radio Netherlands.
Well, we hope you win that, okay? Hey, let's take a look at some of the policies of the DX Audio Service before we go over to side number two.
WKYO.
Okay, the DX Audio Service subscribers have the same privileges as those of the National Radio Club DX News Magazine subscribers. Also, if you do not receive your tape by the 6th of the month, you must notify us by the 10th of the month on that missing issue. Now, tapes are normally sent out between the 20th and the 25th of the previous month. We will furnish a replacement copy. However, it may take several weeks to get a replacement copy to you. If you do not receive a tape by the 6th of the month, you must notify Mike Knitter, K-N-I-T-T-E-R, at the National Radio Club headquarters, Post Office Box 24, Cambridge, Wisconsin, 53523-0024, or call Mike at area code 608-423-4159. If you receive a cassette tape that is damaged or has distorted audio, now slight distortions may occur from time to time on cassettes, low or no audio, or for any other reason you have a dissatisfaction with the tape, please return it to me, along with the reason for the returning, to Fred Vobe, V-O-B-B-E, at the National Radio Club DX Audio Service, 706 Mackenzie Avenue, Lima, Ohio, 45805-1835. We are not responsible for tapes erased or partially erased due to being within the vicinity of a magnetic field or because of damage. The National Radio Club Incorporated or any of its subsidiaries or officers are not responsible directly or indirectly for any problems relating to possible equipment malfunctions or breakdowns that may arise from the playing of cassettes. Also, replacement tapes for items 3 and 4 will be sent free of charge for only the month that the tape is for. Now, beyond that month, replacement copies are at your expense, which are $3. Exceptions are back-ordered tapes. They will be replaced at our expense for 30 days after receipt. If you have any questions or comments concerning this policy, just send them up to Mike at National Radio Club headquarters in Cambridge, Wisconsin.
KCBQ, San Diego.